All right, welcome back to Pop Ranks, where we rank the best and worst of pop culture. I'm your co-host, Eric Wickstrom.
And I'm your other co-host, Scott Carroll.
And today we're taking a little detour.
A little different today.
We're not talking television or movies or music. We are talking candy.
Candy.
Specifically.
Indulging our sweet tooth.
Specifically candy bars.
Chocolate has to be involved.
Right, chocolate has to be a main ingredient.
Okay.
We're not talking Sour Patch Kids or Skittles.
Or Twizzlers.
Or Twizzlers. We will talk about those on another day. But so today is strictly for chocolate.
Right. So what are you looking for when you're getting a chocolate bar? Is it just you want something with nuts? You want something with caramel? You just want a quick sugar rush?
I'll be honest.
All the above?
I don't eat a lot of candy bars. And okay. I can't remember the last time I ate a full-size candy bar at this point.
Okay.
I mean, these days with my daughter and with Halloween and
right.
everything else, it's usually the fun size. And fun size, when we were kids, a fun size bar.
They're smaller now. They're way smaller.
A fun size was a half a bar.
Yeah.
Like when you went trick or treating when I was a kid and you got a fun size Reese's peanut butter cup, it was one cup. Now it's this tiny little thing. It's not even remotely the same thing. So that I can't remember the last time I actually sat down and ate an entire candy bar. I mean, I guess if you count protein bars, they're basically candy bars, but I've eaten some of those. But one of the ones we're going to discuss today, it's been a minute. So I look for definitely caramel.
Okay.
I mean, that's
caramel is a given. It's a necessity.
My top three, it's a recurring theme on my list for sure. Caramel is my favorite sweet.
Okay.
Like I love caramel.
Caramel. Okay.
Like just to eat those little individually wrapped caramels. Like
caramel apples. You like caramel apples?
Love a caramel apple.
Okay.
And again, those little individually wrapped caramels, I'll eat those.
Carvelos. What are those? Are those the? Is that the other one? It's basically like chocolate with like a caramel center.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
If you give me a collection of one of those things for Valentine's Day. A box of chocolates. I'm gonna eat the caramels out of it.
Do you go surgically looking for the? I do. Do for the ones I want.
I used to, but now they've been nice enough to put on the inside of the packaging what each one is because I think everybody was doing. They're taking a bite and putting them back.
Right.
So now to the point too, they make them just caramel centers because I think everybody just wanted the.
Because I go hunting for the coconut. I've got like I don't know.
Right. You're
I've got a coconut problem or a coconut fetish. I don't know whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
So whenever we get those things, I go hunting for the coconut ones.
All right. Fair enough. I am not a coconut. We'll talk about it as we get. Into the year, so no coconut on my list. So what I'm generally looking for a lot of times with candy bars, although a lot of these, half of these probably don't have it, some kind of texture. I like some kind of
a little texture, a little feel,
something to keep my mouth excited, and interested in the experience of eating this thing. So anyway, we have a lot in common, as you'd imagine. The one thing I'll say about candy bars, there hasn't been any innovation.
Not really.
There hasn't been a new candy bar in a long time. There's new candy coming out.
I think most of these candy bars have come out in like the 20s, 30s, 40s, and they have just stood the test of time. And
most of these candy bars are older than me. They're older than my parents. A lot of these are like I said, these are classics. They've been around for 100 years or more. Most of these.
This might be before your time. Do you remember the Reggie bar?
Of course.
Okay. So
another thing we don't have. Yeah. Most all these candy bars we're talking about today are still available.
Sure.
No Reggie bars. And there's another one I forgot the name of, but yeah, there's no Reggie bars and nothing that's out of the rotation. You can find all of these in your current
supermarket or
drugstore
of choice,
which I always enjoyed that years ago. I don't know if it was Rite Aid or one of the chains of drugstores banned cigarettes. They said no more cigarettes because they're unhealthy. But in place of the cigarettes, they have just rows and rows and rows of candy bars.
That's how they get you. You're online at the supermarket, and you're like, I don't want it. Oh, it's staring me in the face.
I can tell you right now.
Do I not want it?
Yeah, you eat a candy bar a day or smoke a cigarette a day, the candy bar is going to get you before the cigarette, to be honest with you. But so we have mostly, again, stuff in common, a lot of stuff in common, but there's definitely some stuff we don't have in common. So why don't we go through some of the things that
we don't
have in common, starting with, go ahead, you can go with your first.
That we don't have in common?
Yeah.
Well, you're comparing the two. You have to tell me what we don't have in common.
Well, so you have on your list that I don't have it, Nestle Crunch.
Nestle's Crunch. Oh, I love a Nestle's Crunch. Very simplistic, very thin. Something if I just want a quick little nibble on something, it's those little Rice Krispie things that are the little texture. Oh, yeah, I love Nestle's Crunch Bar. That's my son's go-to, I think.
That's a good one. Listen, nothing wrong with a Crunch Bar. I like a Crackle myself if I have to go with...
Crackle's a little thicker. The Nestle's Crunch goes a little thinner. The Crackle a little thicker.
I like a good Crackle. But either way, neither one of them made my list. But I'm just saying if I had to pick similar candy bars, I'm going with the Crackle.
Crackle was introduced later of the same year that the Nestle's Crunch came out. It was like, I think, 1938.
Right, and again, these are bars. So no M&M's... No Reese's.
Candy bars.
With that said, I feel like I'm half cheating.
Okay, there might be one that I... Would you consider it a bar because of the shape? We'll see.
Well, yeah, I had the next one I'm going to talk about that's not on your list, that's on mine. This is a bar by no definition. This is, I think, a cheat, to be honest with you. But I like a Rolo.
A Rolo, okay.
A Rolo.
I haven't had a Rolo in decades.
Yeah,
oh
again,
my God.
Rolo, very
dating
basic.
Myself.
It's a piece of caramel with a chocolate wrapped around it.
A quick one pop in your mouth, and there you
that's
go.
It. Now, again, the actual candy itself is just a small little bite-sized thing.
Yeah.
But they wrap them. They stack them 8 or 10, and they're wrapped like a candy bar, and they're
displayed. It's deceptive advertising.
With the candy bars. So for the purposes of this, and I don't want to hear any feedback about Starbursts being the same, but no, there's chocolate. Chocolate.
Okay, these are chocolate. Okay.
So this is kind of like a hedge, but Rolo's on my list.
Rolo's, all right.
And so you go to your cheat. Okay. You have a 2-in-1.
Well,
neither are on my list.
Okay,
so.
Well, to put it bluntly, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Right.
So to me, it's the same candy bar. So yes, I have the Mounds and the Almond Joy. I'm treating it as one candy bar because it's the one nut aside. That's the difference. But I told you, there's something about shredded coconut and dark chocolate that gets me every time.
Yeah.
There's a fudge shop we go to sometimes when we're driving down to Philadelphia to visit my son in college. And there's a fudge shop and they have these little chocolate eggs, which are basically Mounds bars. But oh yeah, I got to have me some chocolate and coconut.
Yeah, coconut is one of my least favorite.
If Whitman Samplers made a coconut only, that's the one I would be buying.
Yeah, I am not a coconut guy at all. Especially kind of artificial coconut or any kind of like processed coconut, like in a candy bar like this.
Yeah.
I can tolerate like a coconut, even coconut drinks. Like it has to be real coconut juice.
Right.
Like a pina colada with real coconut juice I can get into, or just plain coconut juice.
Right.
But anytime you process it, sugar
doesn't
to
do it.
It. Oh, my buddy, I remember he went on his honeymoon to Hawaii and he brought me back like fresh coconut candies from Hawaii. And to be nice, I popped in my mouth and man.
Didn't do it.
Oh, the rest of that bag went in the trash, unfortunately.
No, that came out in 1920 and it took them 26 years to figure they should put a nut in it. As an alternate.
Again, I'll allow it, but it's a little bit of a hedge. But yeah, but neither one made my list. I could not stand the coconut at all. Another one on my list, not on your list, is 100 Grand Bar.
100 Grand Bar, that I have that down as an honorable mention.
Okay. So it made my list, just again, caramel and Rice Krispies.
That's like a thick Nestle's Crunch bar with caramel. That's yes. Basically what a $100,000
exactly
bar
what it
is.
Is. And the key thing there is caramel. It's delicious. So anyway, that's on my list.
That was an honorable mention.
Your list that I don't have, which I did toy around with, but
okay.
I ultimately, it's probably like 11 or 12, Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth, yeah, 1921. Apparently that was named for President Grover Cleveland's eldest daughter and not the baseball player.
Right.
I don't know if there's any truth to that, but it was originally marketed as an energy bar. So you get, you got your peanuts, you got your chocolate, you got your nougat. So yeah, no, Baby Ruth.
It'll give you some energy.
That's a good one. No, that's a good one.
And you'll crash hard. But yeah, no, listen, I think Baby Ruth, I don't know the first thing you think of when you hear Baby Ruth, but I know the first thing I think about when I hear Baby Ruth, which is the Goonies.
Baby Ruth? Which is Baby Ruth and the Goonies?
I don't remember.
No.
Oh, that's how when Sloth and Chunk get stuck in the room by the Fratellis.
I remember Rocky Road.
Rocky Road? Yeah, no, Baby Ruth. That's the next one.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go.
That's how Chunk and Sloth bond originally.
That's right. Over
with the
Baby Ruth
bar.
Yes.
He throws it, hits him in the head with it. So, Baby Ruth, I like in fun size. Like it's a one bite for me. I don't want to sit there and eat a whole. It's a lot. Again, I said I like texture, but Baby Ruth's like, it's a lot of texture.
Yeah, there's a lot of nuts. That's a lot of nuts. Wasn't that the famous scene in Caddyshack when they threw the Baby Ruth into the swimming pool and they said, and then the Jaws theme kicked in. They go, "Duty, duty!" They had to jump
was
out
that
of the
a
pool.
Baby Ruth?
I think that was a Baby
it
Ruth.
It looked like a Baby Ruth.
I think so.
Yeah, maybe that's colored my. yeah. So anyway, did not make my list, but close. Could have easily again if we ranked 11, it might have made it.
Okay.
And then another one on my list that didn't make yours, a Take 5 bar.
Oh, my God. I think I maybe had that once in my life.
Oh, my God.
Refresh my memory on a Take 5 bar.
A Take 5 bar. I can't, again, this. You need to go get yourself one. It comes in two pieces, which is nice.
Okay.
When you don't want to feel like a complete glutton, you can eat half of it.
Okay.
But it's two.
Like the Almond Joy and the Mounds.
Exactly. Comes in two. It is chocolate, wrapped over peanut butter and pretzels and caramel.
Oh, okay. All right. You got me with the pretzels. Chocolate-covered pretzels I do
Chocolate-covered pretzels and caramel.
A
Take Five bar. It's, man, it's a Take Five, but it takes about 30 seconds to devour it. But, man, what a delicious candy bar. If you haven't had Scott, I feel like—
I'm sure I've had it. I just, it's been a while.
Get back to me. I feel like you'd be like, you know, we need to redo this episode because a Take Five—
Got to put a Take Five in there somewhere?
Yeah, absolutely. The last one you had on your list that I did not have, which, ugh, Butterfinger.
You don't like Butterfinger?
Oh, God.
Well, me and Bart Simpson wholeheartedly disagree. I love nobody lays a finger on my Butterfinger. That was the marketing.
I don't understand people. It's
like a peanut buttery taste.
No, I've had it.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's good if you need that little peanut butter protein push. It's a nice little candy.
Don't try to dick around with protein and make people think that any of this is healthy. Like, you know, it's just dry. It's like biting into.
It's dry when you first bite into it, but then as your saliva glands kick in and you start chewing it, it gets a little creamier and a little more tasty. Butterfingers are great.
Reconstitutes the, it's like
I would peanut butter. Reconstitutes kind of a rough word. doesn't make it sound as appetizing when you say the word reconstitute. Butterfingers are great.
Disagree.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
not my go-to. It's not my go-to candy. It's not even my go-to candy with peanut butter.
I kind of like, I don't know. I've had them many times. I love peanut butter.
It's, when we get to the ranking, it's lower on my ranking, right. But I felt it, I have enough
there's
of
just
them.
There's two superior choices, in my opinion. One we just talked about with the Take Five bar. And then, you know, again, another one, the Reese's that we'll talk about quickly. I mean, there's such, if I need peanut butter, a peanut or chocolate, the Butterfinger is the last thing. Last thing I'm going for.
All right, you want to talk about Reese's then? You want to restart Reese's peanut butter cup?
Well, no, because I still have one more that did not make your list. Which I think this is egregious.
Okay.
I will say of all of our rankings.
Maybe I just forgot.
This is the most egregious.
He's going to kick me under the table over this.
For this to be omitted from a list of candy bars is really insane to me. This is like omitting Led Zeppelin 4 from a list of greatest 70s albums of all rock time. Albums. Twix.
I went another direction with the Twix. I have Twix on my honorable mentions list. I do love a good Twix. I was leaning towards, okay, what's kind of like a, how do I describe it? I don't know. Kind of like a light and airy cracker-ish type candy. So I went another direction than the Twix. But I love a good Twix. I have no problem with Twix.
I don't know how you rank a Butterfinger above a Twix.
Because I had something alternate to the Twix.
All right. Again, we're going to debate alter. I think they're not even the same thing, but I don't think they're the same. They're totally different candy bars. But anyway, so that's your reason for that. And then you had some other honorable mentions real quick.
Oh, yeah. I mean, whatchamacallit?
Decent, yeah.
Not a bad thing. Not a great candy. I had that down. I had the Three Musketeers I did not have in my top 10.
We talked a little bit about this one before we came on here. I enjoy Three Musketeers.
I do like Three Musketeers. It's very light and airy, and it's when I see it in my Halloween bin.
Right. Again, I like a fun size. Three Musketeers.
I think I need a little something extra, whether it's, as you said, caramel, peanuts,
Nougat
Krispies,
alone.
Nougat alone. It's Fluffy good. They're nougat. Good frozen. If you throw a Three Musketeers in the fridge,
we'll get to that. My number one on my list, it comes with an asterisk based on that exact thing.
Okay.
Frozen or unfrozen. But a fun size, like a one bite of a Three Musketeers is delicious. It's great. Mm-hmm. But that's really all I need. One bite, and I don't need a full size.
Need a full bar. Yeah, it's more like a little snack. It's a little snack chocolate.
I see the king size ones, Three Musketeers.
Yeah, it's like, a little. That's four Musketeers.
Who the hell is eating a king size Three Musketeer bar? And we get them again. You're just mouth fatigue. It's boring. There's nothing to it. I guess it's for somebody who wants a sugar high but doesn't want to work that hard for it. It's either, you know, the next step from there would be a Slurpee, I guess. But
that is true.
But anyway, so those are the ones we don't have in common. That was any more honorable mentions? That was it.
The only other one I thought of was kind of the Dove chocolate bar.
Ooh.
Which, you know, if you're feeling a little snobby and you're feeling like a little more upper class in your chocolate and you're like, well, I don't want to kind of go with the, you know, over-the-counter chocolates. Right. I want something a little more fancy to brag to my friends. You could grab a Dove chocolate bar and maybe feel a little superior with half the guilt.
Funny thing about that is my daughter, who's 10 now, she was like all about chocolate, plain chocolate.
It's good
Hershey's, chocolate. Hershey's.
Yep.
And then she got a Dove bar. And now—
Never went back?
Oh, God. If you give her— She won't even eat it. Like, I put it in her her Easter basket last year. I put, like, a Hershey's bar. And she was like, she literally was like, what the hell is this? Where's my Dove bar? So my daughter's a little bougie. But she—
They make a good ice cream chocolate bar.
They make everything Dove's great. But Dove— So I will say, we're going to get to it. So we can talk— Let's talk about the ones we have in common here.
Okay.
It's a good segue. Hershey bars on both, the original
Hershey bar, yep, Dove? From 1900. The original,
right.
What many believe is the original chocolate bar, just a plain, flat-out chocolate bar.
And I will say this, the Dove product is better. Dove makes a superior product, but to your point, to try to relate to the common man, I am going with the Hershey bar on my list over the Dove bar.
Okay.
But I would say Dove's chocolate is just of a higher—
And you can get it quality. With almonds. One thing I love to do with, getting back to peanut butter again, I love to get just a Hershey's milk chocolate bar and just dip it in peanut butter.
Wow.
Just grab a thing of peanut butter and just dip it in. You know, like the old commercial?
Yeah.
You know, it's in my peanut butter, your peanut butter, but just take the original chocolate bar and dip it in peanut butter.
Wow.
That's always delicious.
You are a glutton.
Yeah, glutton for punishment.
You get home. That sounds like a real stoner thing to do, Scott.
It's how I keep my dentist in business. You know?
Where'd you first learn that, Scott? In college? By chance?
What, the peanut butter and the chocolate?
Yeah.
No, childhood thing.
Childhood thing.
All right. It was probably just because I didn't have the peanut butter cup, so it was just a quick way to make it. Because I think my mom used to buy just Hershey bars and kind of keep them around
fluff
the house.
Too? Did you do the little marshmallow?
No, I never got into the fluff, just the peanut butter.
Fluff is kind of like what's inside of a Three Musketeer bar. So Hershey bar made both their lists. Charleston Chew.
Oh, love the Charleston Chew. 1925, that one came out.
I will say that today, sitting here as a middle-aged man, Charleston Chew is gross. But it's on my list. And the reason it's on my list is growing up, every summer, we grew up in the suburbs in New Jersey.
Right.
And our parents, it was either, we had the local summer camp, the rec camp, and then we had the membership to the town pool. And my mother would take us every day to the town pool. And this is what we did every summer for as long as I can remember until I went to sleepaway camp a couple of times. So every hour they have adults swim, and all the kids have to get out of the pool and sit there and get cold and shiver until we could get back in the water 15 minutes. And that was the time to raid the snack bar. And then looking back, they didn't really care about the adults swimming. They wanted to, you know, get some money into the snack bar.
Right.
I mean, I was too young to figure that out.
Charleston Chew was the candy of choice?
Frozen Charleston Chews.
They're
for
very
two
good
reasons.
Frozen. Okay.
One, it's 96 degrees outside. And it was frozen, so it wouldn't just melt.
Did you crack them on the counter after you froze them? That was always the popular thing in the old commercial. They say, oh, you know, freeze it and then crack it to make it into the little bite-sized pieces.
We were kids. We just bite it off and break our freaking teeth on them. But the other thing with the Charleston Chew that was great back then, it was a lot for your money.
Yeah.
If you remember, the Charleston Chews were like a foot long. It was a foot of candy.
Just what you want to have a bunch of little kids in a swimming pool with a sugar rush off a foot-long Charleston Chew.
Well, no, you would sit there for 15 minutes and just crack off pieces of this Charleston Chew, and then you would wait for them to announce you go back in the water and just like a lunatic shot out of a cannon, jump back in. So, yeah, it was Charleston Chews, it was Elio's Pizza, and it was Andy Capp's Hot Fries.
Oh, my God.
Those were in Slush Puppy, slushies. Those are the four things growing up that
So Michelle Obama wouldn't approve of your lunch curriculum, your lunch menu.
No, definitely not. But those are the things I remember growing up. And then later when we were home, when the Good Humor truck would come around, push-up pops. Those are the big things from my childhood. But Charleston Chew, so for nostalgia only, because there's definitely better candy bars currently.
Oh, but they're good. And if you remember when they first came out, they were in four flavors.
Yes,
they were strawberry, chocolate, the vanilla, and banana.
Oh,
banana has since been discontinued. I don't know if you can still get the strawberry and the chocolate. I mean, you can definitely get the vanilla.
You can get anything online. It's like most things.
Pay $400 on eBay for a banana Charleston Chew.
Oh, that I don't know. they don't go bad. You could probably get one from the 70s. I mean, they're probably still good. It's like Twinkies. There'll be the Roaches, Twinkies, and Charleston Chews hanging around when the bomb goes off.
Right.
But yeah, so for that sake, it brings back a lot of memories. It was a lot of work eating it, but, That's good.
I'm of the age now, though, with the Charleston Chew, because they are, there's a little bit of, like, I'm at the age now with my teeth. I worry about my teeth getting pulled out. So, like, I won't eat juicy fruits because I'm afraid of that. So, with Charleston Chews, sometimes I'm like, I get a little worried, like taffy, if it's a little too stressful on the teeth.
Can't deal with saltwater taffy. And it's the reason why, like, a Clark bar or a Heath bar did not make my list.
Well, a Clark bar is just like a Butterfinger. Really? I mean, it's more or less the same thing.
Right. But, a Heath bar.
Right.
It's just, you're just biting, you're just picking it out of your teeth for an hour. It's,
I don't do toffee. I don't like toffee.
I love toffee and ice cream.
Yeah.
But to sit there and eat a toffee bar.
No.
It's like the,
That didn't make my list or my honorable mentions.
I mean, before I do that, I'll eat a Butterfinger, you know, so that's how little I like that. So let's see what else we have in common. We have... Kit Kat in common.
Okay. That was what I put in place of the Twix bar.
Which makes no sense.
I felt it was a little lighter. It's the wafer taste.
Yeah, but that's the point. It's a totally different candy bar.
Yeah, but the Twix is a little heavier because it's more of a thicker cracker. It's a cookie.
It's a cookie with caramel.
The Kit Kats, you know, you can break them apart. It's a little bit of fun breaking them out into little pieces. You can get the bite size. They're wafer flavor. They're light. Oh, I love those.
I love them too, but I just don't see, like, again, if we're eliminating... Twix, how the Kit Kat is why we're doing that. There's totally different game. I think there's room for both. And on my list, they're back-to-back as a spoiler alert. And they're high. They're high on the list. And I think they're completely different. You know, like, I don't think anybody's ever bitten into a Twix and been like, this kind of reminds me of a Kit Kat. Except you. So,
you know, where the four-finger design came from on the Kit Kat? Where that came from?
Goat?
I mean, the Kit Kat, you know, it's like four fingers side by side, and you can break them all into little pieces. Well, I mean, the company Roundtree that based it, I think it was 1935, somebody made a suggestion box, and apparently one of the factory workers put in a suggestion box that he wanted to make a snack for a man, something a man could take to work in his pack. So that's where they said, okay, it's something small that he could just like bite off trade off little pieces and save some for later. So that came out of a recommendation in the suggestion box. So.
I thought you were going to say it was like somebody with like three or four kids that they had to equally divide it.
Nah, it wasn't that deep of a dive.
Yeah, like, so when we were kids, I was always like, oh, you could, you know, one person split the thing, the other person got to pick the side they wanted. That was a thing we used to do.
Yeah.
So that's how we divide cookies. I'd split it, my sister got to pick, so that way I'd have to, in theory, you know, do it evenly. But you never could break it evenly, and you always get screwed with the smaller half. But I thought maybe that was the thing.
For me, it was a question of, you know, do I go the cookie route with Twix or the wafer route with Kit Kat? I went the wafer route.
These are totally, again, no, again, agreed.
That's what I'm getting you next Christmas. I'm getting you a variety pack of Butterfinger and Kit Kats.
Well, I'll exchange half of it. I'll exchange half of it for Twix bars.
There you go.
So, all right. Also on the list, again, a couple of heavy hitters that we have. Both on this list. There's three heavy hitters that we have left.
Okay.
We have a Snickers bar.
Okay, there we go. All right, there's my go-to. If I need something, usually when I eat a Snickers bar, just like the commercial says, it takes away the hungries. Usually that's like, I'm on the run, I can't stop for lunch, I can't go and get some take, I just need something really, really quick to wolf down, just to get me a couple hours till I need to get to where I need to be. So that Snickers will be my go-to.
Yeah, no, Snickers.
The nougat, the caramel, the peanuts, it's everything you want in a candy bar.
It's got texture, it's got caramel, it's way high on my list, it's way high up there. I mean, it's a Snickers bar.
Yeah, I'll tell you a story. I have a friend, his nickname in high school became Snickers, because when we were underage, we went into, you know, we wanted to buy beer and we were all underage. Nobody had an ID. One of my friends volunteered to go buy beer. So he went in, we all gave him money. He went in to buy a six pack of beer when we were all hanging out. He didn't come out with the beer. He came out with a handful of Snickers bars because he was too embarrassed not to buy anything when they asked him for ID. So he said, I'll grab a couple of Snickers bars. So he comes out and he hands us all the Snickers bars. We're like, what are you doing? He's like, well, I was a little, they carded me. Like, but you still came out with the Snickers bars. Nobody wanted candy. We wanted beer. So his nickname became Snickers after that.
And rightfully so. And that should be the first.
And I'm not advocating anyone go and try to buy beer if you're not of age.
Yeah, just take it out of your parents' fridge like a normal person. Anyway, so the other one that made both our lists, Milky Ways.
Milky Way, that is my wife's favorite candy.
Now, I will say about a Milky Way, it's, again, so this is the asterisk of all this. Mm-hmm. It has to be frozen. A frozen Milky Way bar is the best thing in the world.
I don't know what it is about freezing a chocolate bar and just eating it frozen. Eventually, it's just going to melt anyway, and you're right. going to chew it. So I don't know what it is about the Charleston Chew, the Milky Way, the Snickers, whatever it is. Just there's something about freezing it first right. and then eating it afterwards.
And I will say, spoiler alert, Milky Way is number one on my list. But it's the frozen Milky Way.
Okay.
If it's not frozen, it literally drops down 2 or 3 ranking spots.
Okay.
All right. So it's number one now as a frozen treat.
As a frozen treat. Okay.
But if it was not frozen, it's probably 3rd or 4th on this list. And then the last thing on this, on both lists that we have in common is the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. I mean, does it count as a candy bar?
Yeah.
We stretched the truth a little bit on this one.
Yeah, I'm going to allow it for this purpose. I think most of the things you look up about candy bars, it appears, I think, generally speaking, it's a candy bar.
Now, do you like the regular size or that grande size where they put too much peanut butter? Yeah, that's too much.
So I think, just a regular Reese's peanut butter cup.
And it's not the best peanut butter in the world that they put in these things.
Shit.
It's not the best, but it's just, I don't know, it's something about...
You know what it's like? It's like if you reconstituted the filling of the Butterfinger... into...
Well, if you ground that up a little more.
And added some water to it and then stuck it inside chocolate... That's what you get. But there's something about it that just works.
Know.
It's overly sweet. It's artificially flavored. Man, it's good.
Yeah, it's if you ever have a chance to Google on YouTube when Gal Gadot was on The Tonight Show and they were trying chocolates for the first time, Jimmy Fallon handed her a Reese's peanut butter cup, and she tried it for the first time, and her expression said it all. It was like she was in chocolate heaven.
Yeah, and again, it's got enough. It's creamy, but it's also crunchy. It's like it's a little grainy. The peanut butter.
Definitely.
So it's got some texture.
It's not smooth. It's not something you could smear on a piece of bread. It's not that kind of peanut butter.
Right.
That's why I like to go to just get the Hershey bar and just dip it in the real peanut butter.
Yeah.
You know, make it much more better flavor to it.
Yeah, and if you're really feeling saucy, you do it with the Dove bar.
There you go. There you go.
So that's our list.
Those are the
we're gonna get into the rankings in a second, but I think we covered them all, and then we're honorable mentions.
No, I mean those are all my honorable mentions. I think I caught everything. I can't really think of anything we left out worthy of mention. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of foreign candies out there that we're not aware of, and you know, from other countries
chunky bar.
Yeah, that was good.
I
haven't had one of those in a long time. I mean, not really a bar, but Raisinets and Goobers, if you like. It's not a bar. That's more of a
another episode.
Yeah,
we'll talk about
candy.
Those.
Yep.
But no, as far as candy bars go, I think, again, there hasn't been much innovation in this field. It's basically the same as it's been for literally over 100 years for the most part.
Okay,
so
you're a caramel guy, nut kind of guy. I'm a nut and nougat kind of guy and coconut.
I think is the big separating factor here. I will not eat anything with coconut in it.
And Butterfingers.
Oh, God. Butterfingers. I don't know how you leave Butterfingers
I like a good Butterfinger every now and again.
But you leave Twix off.
Call me crazy.
Or Kit Kat. You left Kit Kat off. No, which one? Kit Kat.
No, Kit Kat's on my list. I left off Twix.
Oh, you left off Twix. You leave off Twix, but you go with the Butterfinger.
In favor of the Kit Kat.
Oh, my goodness. So, all right. So that's a brief overview of our favorite candy bars. Again, candy bars.
Bars.
And, you know, has to include chocolate. In the recipe.
Right, so we'll do candies another day.
We'll do non-candy bars on another episode. Yep. But for today's purposes, we are ranking our favorite candy bars from our lifetime. So number 10 on my list, Rolo.
Rolo. Okay, number 10, I went just back to the basics of the Hershey milk chocolate bar.
That's
had to start somewhere. I'm like, that's your basic chocolate bar. So I started there.
Okay, number 9 on my list is the Charleston Chew.
Okay, number 9 on my list, the Butterfinger. So feel vindicated that at least it's on the lower half of my list.
Gross. Number 8 on my list is the Hershey bar, the original one that started it all, with the caveat that I know Dove is better, and shout out to my daughter Dylan about it, but for her historical purposes, Hershey may number 8.
Now, did we get for you, if you prefer it with almonds or without?
Without.
Without, okay. All right, number 8 on my list, the Baby Ruth.
Okay, did not make my list, but a very good candy bar. And again, Goonies. Makes me think. Number 7.
And Caddyshack.
The 100 grand bar.
Okay, number 7. 100 grand didn't make my list, just my honorable mentions, but my number 7 is the Kit Kat.
Okay. Kit Kat, delicious. Number 6 on my list is the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Okay, number 6 on mine, the Milky Way.
Okay. Number 5 on my list of my favorite candy bars is the Take 5 bar, which again, underrated
spot,
to the point where Scott doesn't even know what it is.
It's been a long, I think I might have had one when I was five, and I don't think I've had one since.
Peanuts, caramel, or peanut butter, caramel, chocolate, pretzels.
Okay.
Wow.
I think I'm going to revisit it this weekend, so we'll see. All right, number five on mine is the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Okay, so close to mine. Number four on my list is the Kit Kat.
The Kit Kat, okay. A little higher, a little lower on mine, a little higher on yours. So the number four for me, the Charleston Chew.
Wow, that's way up. Again, to me, it's a nostalgic thing, but you really love a Charleston
Chew. I do love a Charleston Chew. Wow. In the vanilla. Again, I haven't had the strawberry chocolate and certainly not the banana.
It's a lot of mouth fatigue eating one of those, but yeah. Number three on my list, didn't even make Scott's list. And again, listen to the rest of the episode. You can hear this whole debate back and forth. The Twix bar.
The Twix bar. I have nothing against the Twix bar. Yeah. Decisions had to be made, and I went Kit Kat.
That was a poor choice.
All right. Well, my number three, again, this is more of a personal.
You have chosen unwisely.
I have chosen unwisely. My number three, again, more of a personal choice to me, probably not in the grand scheme of things a popular choice, was the Mounds / Almond Joy. Because, again, I you don't like the shredded coconut. I love it. Mixed with chocolate, there's just something about it. Sometimes, and I have no preference one way or the other. It's just, right. It's like a snap decision on a given day of I'll pick up an Almond Joy or a Mounds.
Again, people that like that candy bar, those candy bars, love those. There's no gray area with Mounds and Almond Joy. You either love it or hate it, and I hate it, and you love
with
it.
With a passion.
Yeah, and you love it. Number two on my list, Snickers.
Okay, all right, okay. Number two on my list, the Nestle's Crunch Bar.
Wow.
I love a Nestle's Crunch Bar.
That's high up there.
That is very high up there.
Yeah, again, if I'm going with one of those, I'm going with a Crackle.
Yeah.
But again, I love a Crunch Bar.
It's just something, it's satisfying, but it's very simplistic and very light. So if you just want like a little bit of chocolate in one sitting, a Nestle's Crunch Bar is the way to go.
Fair enough. And the number one on my list with an asterisk.
Okay.
A frozen Milky Way bar.
Okay.
If I have to eat it unfrozen, it's probably dropping at least down the list three or four spots, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And Snickers would be number one if I'm not eating them frozen. But if I have my choice to eat it frozen, there's nothing that comes close to a frozen Milky Way bar.
Okay. Well, funny you should mention Snickers because I'm down to my number one. That is my go-to candy bar. It's got everything I could possibly want in a candy bar. It takes away the hungries, and it's just delicious all around. It's like it's the perfect, perfect chocolate bar.
Right. So, again, we're not trying to claim any of these are healthy in any way.
Oh, God, no.
But when you're in the mood for a candy bar, these are the ones we go to. So tell us what we got right. Tell us what we got wrong. Comment. Tell us your favorite candy bars. Tell us if you like coconut. Tell us, more importantly, do you find a Twix and a Kit Kat to be anywhere near the same kind of candy bar?
And what's your stance on a Butterfinger?
Yeah, and let us know what your stance on a dried-out Butterfinger is. But again, next time we'll be back ranking more of pop culture, films, television, and sometimes candy.
And sometimes.
I'm co-host Eric Wickstrom.
And I'm your other co-host, Scott Carroll.
And please like, subscribe, and come back and listen to us rant and talk about more stuff from our history and pop culture here in America. And until the next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Pop Ranks, an IDC production. Produced and hosted by Scott Carroll and Eric Wickstrom. Audio engineer, Paul Levin. Executive producer, Marcy Gilbert. Remember to like and subscribe.